Texte numéro 61. Putting urban gardens on the map. Mame Penda Diouf talks over car horns and city bus engines as she shows off potted lettuce, mint and potato plants at a traffic circle in the Senegal capital, Dakar. A trader and horticulture trainer, she says micro-gardening creates jobs and allows people to better feed their families. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and many other international and local institutions are pushing just that message, that micro-gardening and other forms of urban horticulture can go a long way to boosting city dwellers' food security and improving living conditions. 200 people from 39 countries met from the 6th to the 9th of December at an international symposium in Dakar organised by FAO and the Senegalese government to talk about building an international network to promote and implement urban horticulture, incorporating the practice into urban planning and developing alternatives to pesticides. Urban and peri-urban horticulture is the cultivation of a wide range of crops, including fruits, vegetables, roots and ornamental plants, in cities and towns and the surrounding areas. FAO says an estimated 130 million urban residents in Africa and 230 million in Latin America engage in agriculture, mainly horticulture, to provide food for their families and or earn an income. While the urban poor, particularly those arriving from rural areas, have long practiced horticulture as a livelihood and survival strategy, in many countries the sector is still largely informal, usually precarious, and sometimes illegal, according to FAO. People often farm idle urban land, but with no legal standing, they can be kicked off when the land is wanted for development. FAO says urban policies should acknowledge the role of urban and peri-urban agriculture in development. About half the world population lives in urban areas, according to the UN Population Fund. The number is expected to reach some 5 billion by 2030. Ms. Metwali, a researcher at the Central Laboratory for Agriculture Climate in Cairo, Egypt, said city dwellers must be convinced of the benefits of urban horticulture, and scientific data translated into messages that speak to the needs of ordinary people so as to broaden the practice. In Egypt, the numerous benefits of rooftop gardens are well documented. They can decrease air pollution, absorb heat and act as insulators, reducing the energy needed for cooling or heating, and provide low-cost food and often also a source of revenue. Participants said urban farming should be advocated as a strategy to combat malnutrition, disease and poverty, and urban infrastructure should favour the development of horticulture, for example, through land use planning and better irrigation and drainage systems. Adapted from irannews.org, December 2010.